This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever stop to think how much you really have? Some of us put our to good use.
Right.
And some of us can, for example, spend most of our leisure time just.
Well, who wouldn't? Nobody's around. You know how it is. I've got nothing to do but. My friends have more things to do. They're lucky.
Ken's pretty lucky, too.
Why am I lucky?
Because you have so much. Let me show you a few things. Some of the fellows spend their time in group activities that are building them up physically, as well as providing them with a lot of.
I'll bet you think I should figure out something to do with my. The question is, how will I know I'm using my well?
It's a good idea to have a long. Remember how he worked at it last night?
You know, I took some pictures once.
Will he have a long to give him satisfaction? And what might be some good uses for your. Use it well.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's using the old noodle.
Right. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Tango.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Hello, my.
Even better than a porno book. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hello there, everybody.
La, 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 you know what it's time for.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
And not a little one.
Big, 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 big and a big, big and a big, 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 big. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang. Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Thank you.
Peggy, of course I can't go swimming. You know I've got the curse.
Right.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
You know.
That's a new one.
You know.
You know.
You're making me sick.
Okay.
There you go.
That new one. Thank you. Got me with that one.
We're back.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Meryl. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Well, hey.
Well, then, hey. Gomer says hey.
Gomer says hey, hey, hey.
Horses eat hay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just wanted to tell, is this Don and Mike? Don, I wanted to tell you there's a way you can turn off those little blue player notifications while you're playing the game.
Dude,
you'll still get the,
dude, let's stop and think how little I care about whatever it is you're saying. All I did was unplug the Xbox Live, and it worked out great. Thank you.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You.
See you in retainer heaven.
Okay.
And those notifications aren't blue. They're silver.
Hey, speaking of that, you know, we didn't talk about this. I gave Don a paint chip.
Uh-huh. Off your car?
Yeah.
And I ate it, and it was delish.
That'll cause brain damage.
Could that be any more silver?
No,
almost as silver
not.
As that can.
We are going to get the pictures of your car and also the paint chips that you pulled off your car on our website, Don.
Did you see the paint chip, Rob?
I can't wait to go home and adjust the color of my monitor so it looks silver.
There you go.
Let's see.
He's not giving up.
There you go.
Let's see.
Look at that paint
now,
chip
listen.
That Mike took from the side of his
really,
car.
Really, don't try to be funny. You're a smart guy. Really be honest.
It's bluish silver.
God. That's the back of the chip.
He will not give it up.
Oh,
will
let
he?
Me turn it over. Hold on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Well, that's
hi.
That's Ekru.
Hello, you're on the air. You are on the air. What's up, honey?
Go ahead. Caller.
Yes.
Yes, it's
what
you.
What about the vagina?
Hi there.
Be not afraid.
Hi.
Yeah, what
reject
is the deal?
Woman,
go ahead.
She will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Hello, honey. What can we do for you, ma'am?
Are you really there?
Yes, we're
no,
here.
No, we're pretending to be
the
here.
Ghosts. Ooh. We're having a bit of difficulty with your call, though.
We're having a seance right now. I'm doing the Ouija board. It's moving,
okay,
to, the letter, it's moving to the letter C. U.
Oh, dear.
In Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there.
Hi. Very original.
Oh, no. After all that, you're going to bust balls. You're
yeah,
going to bust think, balls after being so stupid you didn't know for like a minute and a half that you weren't on the air.
What did it sound like?
Happening. How are you?
How are you anyway?
Twat's new.
Well.
Oh, they delete that out, of course.
Yeah, is that one of them? Yeah. Is that one of the new ones?
I don't know. Twat's what? What's what? What's happening? Anyway, yes.
Anywho.
Okay. Can I fill your ear about something that we're trying to do on the Eastern Shore for the troops?
Before you do that, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Why, when you say, can I, why do you do that? Why do you do that? Because it's really annoying.
Okay, well.
What?
I
hello?
Jesus.
I hear you.
No, you're not allowed. No, you're not. No, whatever it is, no matter how many people you're benefiting, it's just not worth it.
Have someone else call.
Have someone else who's more qualified call.
You're going to be that big of a jerk because you don't want to hear about what's happening.
Because you're incompetent.
Honey, first, if I'm reading in between the lines, you're calling about some charity thing. We don't mind promoting a charity thing. But when we have a dumb, bad word for a female body part on the phone who now for 2 minutes and 19 seconds is still struggling with the fact that her dumb, retarded ass is on the air, I really, unless what you are promoting is a project to shoot stupid women, I don't know if I want to promote it or not. Regardless of how many lives we may be saving.
Couldn't agree more.
Because you're just so freaking dumb.
You guys are really original with that. I'll let you keep going.
That's the second time you've said we're really original. We are able to express ourselves on the radio.
Okay.
That's what we do.
My problem with you is that you are not cognizant of the fact that you're on the air, and we've told you now for almost 3 minutes.
And if you would stop talking about that and let me get a word in edgewise, maybe I could tell you about what we're trying to do.
Oh, see, when she gets upset, she seems to be able to express herself.
What about the previous 2 minutes when you couldn't put two and two together that you were on the air?
That's all you guys keep talking about is the fact that for the first 30 seconds, I didn't realize that you answered the phone directly.
2 minutes.
Right into you.
Somebody give me a C. Somebody give me a C.
I'm impressed that you guys know how to spell four-letter words. All I'm looking for is a little bit of H-E-L-P, help.
You know what I'm looking for you? Some S-T-F-U. Have a nice big glass of shut the F up. Seriously. Jesus Christ, whatever cause it is you're trying to promote, you would be better by simply shutting the frig up. There you go.
I think she's gone. She's getting someone better to call.
Bravo. Bravo.
I didn't go looking for that, everybody.
No, you didn't.
I found you.
Trouble found you there, Donnie.
It called.
Trouble. Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
That was trouble on the line.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Yeah, I'm sorry that that's like the one trick that I've got, but gee whiz, if the C word fits, smell like it. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Spiewak's the exact kind of person that wars get started with, because he's so stubborn you have nothing but to resort to but physical violence.
Are you talking about Rob and refusing to admit that the color of Mike's car is silver?
I'd like to welcome this right-thinking caller who seems to have his head on straight.
I'm glad you called, sir. How long did you spend looking at the car?
I just know from listening to Don and Mike that they got it right.
Hey, maybe you could see the car if Mike drove it at you really fast.
Yeah, here's the good news. We're going to settle this once and for all.
How?
Because we're going to put a picture of the car on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Internet.
Internet.
And not only that, but Don, are we putting that little paint chip on there too?
Yes, we are.
Now it is on a yellow Post-it note, you would see in any office supply store, so that's how you'll be able to judge the color.
And hello. You'll be able to judge and say, that is a bluish silver.
Bluish silver. You're already hedging.
Hello?
No, I said already it was bluish silver.
Hello, you're on the air. How dare you? Hello, what charity would you like to promote today?
Get the wax out of your eyes.
Don and Mike show, hello.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey,
here's the deal. Billy Madison won Adam Sandler's first best movies. There was a guy in there, the guy that was doing the general evaluating for the testing, and he said, hey, everyone in the room is now dumber after listening to you. And that's why I still have to listen to that whore from Whoresville.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
I love it when the listeners get as mad as we do.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Fred Rogers.
What?
Fred Rogers is on the line, Don.
What a special friend you are.
Another day. Let's play another day. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
The woman took it out of you, did she?
I don't want any friends coming over to play today. No play date today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, man, I wanted to say the C word so bad.
I remember coming home once, and my father says C's are not allowed in the...
In this house. Right, Oprah. Thank you, my friend.
Love you.
Right. You could smell that C through the radio. Seriously. You go, God, someone leave a sandwich out in the sun all day?
Mm.
Oh, no, it's that woman on the radio.
I love to have a stinky can of tuna fish.
I do want to promote the charity. Mm-hmm. That'd be stinkyvag.com.
Stinky Vagine. That was actually her stripper name. Stinky Vagine.
I remember.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah.
She was Stinky McStinkface.
She actually danced at the Bing for a long time. For Sill, right before he got shot.
She made her own bubble.
Absolutely. None of the other girls got top billing, but they would always say, Thursday night, come and see the 40 dancers that we have here. Also, Friday night is amateur night, and Saturday night, a special performance by Stinky Vagine.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I missed you at our NAMBLA meeting last night.
Oh, I know. I wish I could have been there. There was a Silver Spoons marathon on Nick at Night.
Oh, okay.
I mean, really, come on. Are you going to try to turn everything around? I'm not that stupid, you dumbass. Please.
Oh, God, Silver Spoons.
Oh, you know, man's got to get his...
Welcome to SeaWorld, everybody.
Okay, got it. Man's got needs, Mike.
Absolutely.
It's a man's world.
Got to take care of business once in a while.
Hello, Don.
Life isn't just a series of paint chips and peanut butter cups.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you, gentlemen?
Hi, we're great. What's up?
Well, I want to know, do you know anything about Northern California soul bands?
This guy you call all the time.
Ban him. Ban him.
Joe.
Ban him.
Do it, Joe.
Crusty laugh. You're banned.
Banned.
You are banned.
Lifetime banning.
Hallelujah.
The software will not recognize his phone number.
Fantastic.
See, and he's gone.
I love that.
Like the wind. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
He sleeps with the whales.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, that crazy lady that was just on.
Yes.
You should have just went on there and called her a bitch.
Well, I sure should have done that. Maybe I will next time, friend.
Yeah, because I didn't like her. She sounded racist.
She sounded racist?
Yeah.
I agree.
Now I heard her say an awful lot in there, but Buzz, you agree, huh?
I do. Just her demeanor.
Let me ask you a question, sir.
Yes.
Do you believe in God?
Of course.
Attaboy.
Buzz, would you like to talk him out of it?
No, right. I don't want to change anyone's mind.
If you want to talk him out of it.
I don't know why I said
people
that.
Are
I was
free
just
to believe what they want.
Free to be
isn't
you
that,
and me.
Isn't that great?
What if God was one of us?
What if?
What if God was that C word that just called the show? Then we're screwed.
We are doomed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I got a pick-a-pair for you.
A pick-a-pair.
Pick-a-pair.
Rob's car, or Mike's car, a quarter, and Rob Spiewak.
I totally don't even get what he's doing.
I don't get what you're doing either, sir.
I think I do.
Two of them are silver. One of them's a retard.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Hey,
I get it now.
Okay, I'm right. So much smarter than that guy. That was retarded, funny.
You made me laugh, though.
Him?
All right, well.
You made me laugh because of the retard thing.
Let me see when we come back. Oh, I know. It's Interview Corner.
Interview Corner. What significant person do we have today?
Nobody, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
But we have three very insignificant people that we will attempt to put in a sack and
shake it up
and shake it up and then roll them out for you.
Oh, like the Romans used to do.
I believe that.
Will we be throwing the sack into the river?
John, and I don't want to give away all of the greatness to happen in the next bit, but I know it's a 102-year-old man that does something.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
He's a paper boy.
And who else is it? There's the
Lego Joe,
the Lego guy.
Yep, the Lego artist.
Ah. A Lego art. And who's the third fantastic interview?
That would be a doctor from the great state of Oregon who is offering up a free vasectomy at a jetty fair at a crab grab this weekend.
Wait, hold on. Yes. Start again, please.
I'm sorry. There is a Jetty Fest in Rockaway, Oregon, and you have to reach in and grab a crab, and if you don't get pinched, one of the prizes is a free vasectomy from this doctor.
My thought was collectively each of those phoners suck, you know, but maybe if we put them all together, we can go from the 100-year-old paper boy to the guy giving away vasectomies to the guy, you know, making his Lego world.
That's crazy. And I think, really, the guy that's going to drive that whole thing is going to be the 102-year-old paperboy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe we can get him a vasectomy.
The 102-year-old. Yes, sir. And make him do it with Legos.
Just in time.
A Lego knife. A Lego scalpel.
All of that because Simon Cowell didn't have the time for us today.
Bastard.
Yeah, he didn't have the time.
Shut up.
Right. Okay, so stand by for some radio gold coming right up.
I'm talking. I'm talking. Jetty Fest.
Return of the Jetty.
Hey, Simon.
Yes, Don.
Do you believe in God?
With all of my heart.
You know who doesn't?
Yes, I do.
Buzz.
Boo! I'm praying.
Thank you.
Now I'm laughing. All right, we'll be back, everybody, with three at once.
This is the Don and Mike Show.